Justice Charles Kennedy seemed to agree with State Attorney General Pam Bondi, legislative leaders, and other groups opposing the ballot placement of the amendment. Kennedy took issue with a line in the 75-word summary that says the medical marijuana amendment would not authorize violations of federal law.
This is just a confusing statement that is likely to lead people to believe that nothing in here that is authorized here is going to be illegal under federal law.
Although several states have legalized medical marijuana, any use of the drug is still illegal under federal law. Solicitor General Alan Windsor argued the ballot summary also misleads voters into thinking patients could only get marijuana certificates if they have, quote, debilitating diseases. But he says the actual text of the amendment gives doctors discretion to prescribe it for any condition they deem appropriate.
We're talking about a football injury. That's not considered a disease, and you've not heard this sponsor, to my knowledge, tell you that a football injury would not be covered by this. Back pain, all of those things that are not diseases.
But Justice Barbara Pariente seemed to disagree, saying voters should be able to understand the amendment's scope based on its summary and title.
If I'm debilitated because of something medical, whether I call it a condition or a disease, that's what I'm concerned about. So what is it that's so important about the difference between one being a condition versus a disease?
She added that the summary title mentions certain medical conditions, not diseases. So taken together with the summary, it is clear that the amendment isn't limited to just a couple of diseases. John Mills, a lawyer representing the amendment's sponsors, pointed out the amendment still requires doctors to diagnose a debilitating condition before certifying a patient, in contrast to Attorney General Pam Bondi's assertion that marijuana could be prescribed in limitless cases. If the Supreme Court approves the summary, sponsors have until February 1st to get almost 700,000 signatures certified before the amendment could appear on the 2014 ballot. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.